This last song is old John Prine's, and it's called Paradise. You on fire? I'm the one this band's supposed to be. Yeah. Surprise. When I was a child, my family would travel down to western Kentucky, where my parents were born. There's a backwoods old town that's often remembered so many times that my memories are worn. And Daddy won't take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay. Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's cold rain has hauled it away. Sometimes we would travel right down the Green River to the abandoned old prison down by Adrie Hill, where the air smelled like snakes and we'd shoot with our pistols. Empty pop bottles was all we would kill. And Daddy won't take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay. Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Well, the coal companies came with the world's largest shovel, tortured the timber and stripped all the land. They dug for their coal till the land was forsaken, rode it all down as the progress of man. And Daddy won't take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay. Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. When I die, let my ashes roll down the Green River, my soul roll on up to the Rochester Dam. Halfway to heaven with paradise waiting, 5 miles away from wherever I am. And Daddy won't take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay. Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Thank you very much.
And now a young lady who is married. Well, first, she's a teacher. And she's married. She has a little boy and a little girl. I almost got a little girl, little baby girl. She now lives in Tampa. But Betsy Wiggins Bauhausen literally grew up on this stage, playing and singing with her mother and her sister, now all by herself. Let's welcome Betsy Bauhausen. I wish she hadn't married a Dutchman so I could pronounce the name.
By Will McLean. He's a songwriter who writes a lot of songs about Florida, and we just heard Hold Back the Waters a little while ago. This is the first song he ever wrote without any accompaniment when he was 12 years old. It's called Away Away. Away Away. When the sun sinks down and the yellow moon is big and round, away, away, I'll go away, away. the frozen sky. Away, oh, wee, I'll fly away, oh, wee. Away, oh, wee, I'll sing a lilting song, for my step is light and my heart has wing. Away, oh, wee, I'll sing away, oh, wee. When in my final sleep, I'll trust my soul to the heavens deep, for I'll have done my best away, oh, wee. This is an old Southern folk song about how popular crawdads are in the South. You get a line and I'll get a pole, honey. Well, you get a line and I'll get a pole, babe. You get a line and I'll get a pole, and we'll go down to the crawdad hole, honey, baby mine. What you gonna do when the crawdad runs dry, honey? What you gonna do when the pond runs dry, babe? What you gonna do when the pond runs dry? I'll sit on the bank, catch an old horse fly, honey, baby mine. I'm going down to the crawdad boat, honey. I'm going down to the crawdad boat, babe. I'm going down to the crawdad boat. I'll catch all the crawdads I can toad, honey, baby mine. Crawdads, crawdads, feeling fine. Crawdads, crawdads, feeling fine, babe. Crawdads, crawdads, feeling fine. They're 2-4 nickel and 3-4 dime, honey, baby mine. Well, you get a line and I'll get a pole, honey. You get a line and I'll get a pole, babe. You get a line and I'll get a pole. We'll go down to the crawdad hole, honey, baby mine. Honey, baby. Thomas taught this old spiritual to me a long time ago. It's called 12 Gates into the City. Oh, what a beautiful city. Oh, alleluia, 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 alleluia. See them children yonder, see them dressed in red. Well, they must have been the children that Moses led. You know there are 12 gates into the city. Alleluia, alleluia. To heaven, the people are gonna sing and shout. There won't be anyone up there who's gonna put me out. You know there are 12 gates into the city. Alleluia, alleluia. Oh, what a beautiful city. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Did you ever go to meetin' Uncle Joe, Uncle Joe? Did you ever go to meetin' Uncle Joe? Did you ever go to meetin' Uncle Joe, Uncle Joe? Don't mind the weather so the winds don't blow. Hop up, my ladies, three in a row. Hop up, my ladies, three in a row. Hop up, my ladies, three in a row. Don't mind the weather so the winds don't blow. Is your horse a single footer, Uncle Joe, Uncle Joe? Is your horse a single footer, Uncle Joe? Is your horse a single footer, Uncle Joe, Uncle Joe? Don't mind the weather so the winds don't blow. Hop up, my ladies, three in a row. Hop up, my ladies, three in a row. Hop up, my ladies, three in a row. Don't mind the weather so the winds don't blow. Will your horse carry double, Uncle Joe, Uncle Joe? Will your horse carry double, Uncle Joe? Will your horse carry double, Uncle Joe, Uncle Joe? Don't mind the weather so the winds don't blow. Hop up, my ladies, three in a row. Hop up, my ladies, three in a row. Hop up, my ladies, three in a row. Don't mind the weather so the winds don't blow. Well, if your horse is too slow, would you rather own a pacer, Uncle Joe, Uncle Joe? Would you rather own a pacer, Uncle Joe? Would you rather own a pacer, Uncle Joe, Uncle Joe? Don't mind the weather so the winds don't blow. Hop up, my ladies, three in a row. Hop up, my ladies, three in a row. Hop up, my ladies, three in a row. Don't mind the weather so the winds don't blow. Don't mind the weather so the winds don't blow. Thank you.
I wonder if Gordon Perkins is in the audience, but if you'd step backstage, I would appreciate that. That's just in passing. We have a running love affair with lots of people, and the next group is a case in point. They came and just fell into our hearts. The Ukrainian dancers and singers from St. Petersburg, under the direction of Bottom Bimko. Let's clap them onto the stage. Well, while she's getting ready and they're getting fixed backstage, I just want to tell you that you all look perfectly beautiful. Of course, some of you have on more clothes than the other, but that's neither here nor there. It's a beautiful, colorful sight to see you out here looking folksy and having a good time. Are you having a good time? Well, there's just more and more and more all the time. Here they are. Aren't they beautiful? Let's give them a great big hand of welcome. Did I say they're from St. Petersburg? They are all from that area.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, neighbors and cousins. And I really mean it. After three consecutive times that we are coming here to be with you, it really does feel to us like a big family reunion, like coming back to the family. We are bringing you again this year greetings for Ukrainian American Association in St. Petersburg. And although our songs and our dances are in different language, we still bring our hearts and extend them to you in those our songs and in dances. We'll have a brief program. We'll be singing two songs. The first one is a church song. It's a pretty one. We like it, and that's why we'll bring it. The Easter time is not far away yet. And this song is titled "The Christ is Risen." And the second song is a love song, beginning slowly, expressing a longing of two lovers for one another, asking one another to please come and meet me. And the second part is rather lively, expressing the joy and the happiness of two lovers being together. The dances speak for themselves. So here we are. Maybe have the music.
Thank you.
beautiful.
Nice to see you.
Thank you. Thank you. Three little horses in the stable. One jumped out and skinned his navel. All ready? Go! Gamble Rogers.
Hi. Tell this is really going to be a good one. So I might as well get comfortable. I enjoyed that workshop this afternoon as much as any workshop I've ever done in White Springs. Too much on the guitar. I can't believe it. I usually say more guitar. Oh, fine. Get to heaven, I'll tell you what to do. You gotta grease your feet in some mutton stew and slide out of the devil's hand and ooze over to the promised land. Take it easy, boy. Take it easy, boy, but take it greasy. Let the rough end ride and the slick end slide. That's North Georgia laissez-faire. I'm down in the hen house on my knees. Thought I heard a chicken sneeze. Or just the rooster saying his prayers, thanking the Lord for the hens upstate. All the roosters praying and the hens laying, little pullets just plugging along the best way they know how. Hey, hey, hey. Got a little boy now about four. He gets up the table, slaps his ma, rubs syrup in my ears, says, ain't you my pa? Runs string beans up my nose. Fat back, chitlins, collards, and grits all over the Willoware. He's a cute kid, but he's messy. Boy is so ugly, he has to ambush breakfast. That child is so ugly, the day he was born, the doctor who delivered him held him up, got a good look at his face, and slapped his mama. So mean, you give him a banana to play with and he can bust a ball bearing with it. I'm I'm sorry to admit that I learned this song off a deputy sheriff from DeKalb County, Georgia. That old boy arrested me. He had every high-performance accessory known to humankind on his county pursuit vehicle. He had Goodyear polyglass wide boot series 60 tires, foot and a half wide. The big white letters on the side of each tire, it said, Redneck. He had mag wheels, hooker headers, cherry bomb resonators, Delco airlift pleasurizers, spring shackles, chrome tailpipe extensions, a four-speed gear shift, a high-rise manifold, a four-barrel carburetor, and a Le Mans racing stripe on his Massey Ferguson tractor. He got off that thing, he swaggered up to me. He said, boy, don't you be talking spiteful and nasty and mean at me like none of them hippie-dip communist punks come through here every day from Macon. Driving them Volkswagen microbotic buses, all them sleeping bags and chemical commodes in the bed of them like some kind of mobile orgy. I was writing out a ticket, one of them long-haired fruits. He leaned out the window, he said, baby, give me 5 cheeseburgers and a Coke. I pulled him out of that contraption, chucked his tail through a Wake Up America billboard. Now, this was some kind of heavy dude I was talking to. I'd say by the clothes he had on, he was a primitive man. He was wearing a breech clout made out of 2 Fruhoff mud flaps. Wearing a styrofoam pith helmet with an STP decal on the front. Tom McCann penny loafers with quarters stuck in the top. And he was well armed in the tradition of the Georgia law. Over his bare chest, he had 2 .45 caliber bandolier belts with the cartridge loops alternately stuffed with Hava Tampa jewels and Slim Jims. The shoulder holster made out of a PF sneaker with a toe cut out. Carrying an axe handle, personally autographed by Lester Maddox. He said, son, I ain't gonna give you no tickets. You're a homeboy. I'll let you off with a traffic warning citation. In DeKalb County, those warning citations are printed up in the form of bumper stickers. He went back and he got me a citation, licked the back of it one time. Slopped it over the back of my car. I went back and read it. It said, eat more possum. I didn't always pick and sing for a living. Nope, the first job I ever held in the wonderful world of limitless opportunity was that of a door-to-door Bible salesman in Miami, Florida. Now, whenever you hear a bunch of salesmen talking together, sooner or later, you're going to hear them use the word mooch. M-O-O-C-H, mooch. Now, if a salesman uses that word, he's not talking about a freeloader. He's talking about a stone sucker. A mooch is the guy that just can't say no to any sales. It's easy to find the mooch where he lives if you're in the selling game. The mooch generally resides in a domicile surrounded by a cyclone fence and buffered by 70 or 80 signs. No trespassers. No solicitors. No salesmen allowed. Keep off the grass. Beware of the dog. No Rosicrucians, no Theosophists, no anti-vivisectionists, grass widows. Now, if you're in the selling game and happen on a scene like this, all you got to do is show up with the goods and the rest is commercial destiny. They'll give you cash for one unit, write you a check for a spare, and lend you a thermos of lemonade to get you through the heat of the day. On the other hand, you come to a house with one simple sign, beware of the dog. Give it a wide berth, because in all probability, they're harboring a Siberian timber wolf on the premises. My first day as a Bible salesman, I came to a house with 75 signs and a cyclone fence. I sailed in like the ship of grace coming home. I got halfway to the house, and I heard something cantering around the side of the building. It sounded like a Shetland pony with a flea collar. Suddenly, I was confronted with a Brobdingnagian brindle striped pit bulldog. It must have weighed 195 pounds. He was carrying 70 pounds in his lower mandible. His teeth averaged 4.5 inches. His eyes were red-rimmed, baleful, and bloodshot. He came caterwauling over the greensward, obviously dedicated to the primitivistic proposition of separating my thoracic regions from my nether parts. I mean, I was...